Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, nadaljujemo z današnjo slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS. Tukaj sem Lenti Lenko in želim predstaviti našega naslednjega gosta. To je gospod Ron Gombolc. Ron je kipar in smo slišali, da je zelo uspešen kot umetnik. Ron, welcome to the Slovenian program on SBS Radio.
Thank you for your interest. Apart from sort of remembering back to, I was born in Ljubljana in 1947. And my parents lived in Ljubljana. My father was Slovenian. My mother came from Primorje. As far back as I remember, we lived in Ljubljana on the outskirts where there was a ceramic factory. And I remember as a little boy going down to the ceramic factory tip where they used to throw all the rejects, and I found so much beauty in all of them. I used to bring them home, and Mum wasn't very happy. She said, don't bring any of those figurines with no head. If you're going to bring something home, make sure it's got a head. But she couldn't understand what I could see in that. So it was something that was with me, you know, from very early childhood that I really enjoyed, and appreciated sculpture, but I never thought it would get me to the situation where I have committed my whole life to it and been sculpting full-time for 4 decades now. Living and working in Perth, we emigrated in 1961 for what was then Yugoslavia, and been living in Western Australia and Swan Valley, where I have established a sculpture gallery. It's the only sculpture park and the sculpture gallery run and owned by the artist, totally funded by the artist, which is myself and my wife, who has been running the gallery. That gives me the opportunity to travel the world, and I just came back from being involved in 2 major exhibitions in China. One was in Xi'an. There was 103 countries, and I was the only Australian sculptor, but there was a Slovenian sculptor there as well, Daniel from Nova Gorica. And so that gave me an opportunity to meet up with some international artists from Balkans.
As an artist, you've been involved in many exhibitions. If there's any particular highlight or highlights?
As an artist, you do have your highs and lows, you know, that you do have expectations, which you learn very early in a piece when you start exhibiting, that the less expectations you have, the lesser the disappointment. So I've learned pretty quickly not to expect a great deal. But I have done some major commissions in Perth. I have done a few major commissions for Andrew Forrest from Fortescue Metals. The largest sculpture up to date was 12 metres tall, made as a monument to the Cyclone George victims up in Port Hedland, the mining town of iron ore mining in Western Australia. I've done numerous public and private commissions, but one that sort of sticks in mind, probably that gave me the most exposure and yet the least financial reward, was the Designing and Making the Australian Actor Award, which is a sculpture that I have done up to date, of about 450 of them. And it's been really quite, you know, exciting to see people like DiCaprio, De Niro, Meryl Streep, and these people that international artists in Hollywood that have received my work, apart from all of more so recognised actors in Australia. So that's quite a nice, sort of acknowledgement that each work, each sculpture as a trophy is actually signed by me. So that's a nice sort of acknowledgement being selected. So a lot of these exhibitions that I'm actually exhibiting, like I'm here at Bondi exhibiting for 18th time. I've done 18 years of Bondi exhibition, being selected for that. Australia, quite a unique sculptural event, but also in Perth, Cottesloe. I have done 13 Cottesloe Sculpture by the Sea exhibitions. I'm the only Australian artist that has actually participated in every one of them, where my work was selected, every one of them. And from there, my work has been brought into numerous private and public commissions and so on. Yeah, so exhibiting in places like Sculpture by the Sea, you bring your work to an international forum where you have critics and artists from all over the world, and the world comes to Bondi to see, you know, the quite a exceptional scale of work and diversity of work all the way from Tamarama to Bondi. So being part of these sort of exhibitions means a lot in being selected.
You mentioned that you were exhibiting in China and you were very well received from what we heard. Please tell us more about this.
Yes. Well, I was the only Australian sculptor from 103 countries in Xi'an. And that was a major, major international event. And the other exhibition in China was also part of the Songyang International Art Exhibition. That was also a major event following the one in Xi'an. But my career has taken me to numerous sculpture symposiums all over the world. In early days, I did symposium in Salzburg in Europe, and then to New Caledonia, and then Japan, South Korea, China. I was in China three or four times. The first one was actually being invited to Shanghai University Sculpture Department to do a talk and present my body of work to the students. And things like that sort of takes you around. It's not always financially viable, but this Chinese trip was all funded by the Chinese government. And that was really quite exciting that one of my sculptures was actually acquired into the Xi'an National Gallery Museum, and also another artwork was acquired into the Songyang Gallery, which has just been completed. So it's quite a major institution for that region of China.
Have you had any presentations or exhibitions in Slovenia?
I was involved in the exhibition that was called MOST, that was organised through Slovenian Australian Cultural Committee, and that exhibition went to Slovenia, but also I think to Italy and I think Austria as well. And all those works that were part of that exhibition have found a home in Slovenia. One of the sculptures is actually now in collection of Božidar Jakac Gallery in Kostanjevica na Krki. Actually, that was really quite an interesting acquisition because I have actually spent some time with Božidar and Tatjana when I was in Ljubljana, oh, goodness me, probably 20 years ago. So, yeah, the time goes very very quickly when you're busy. And a lot has happened, and, I'm still endeavouring to do a lot more. I've just been notified that my work has been selected for next year sculpture by the Sea in Cottesloe, which is going to be probably one of the biggest sculptures of the day. So, yeah, the things sort of just keep on happening, I suppose. But it doesn't happen just wishing and thinking and hoping. It happens because you have to make an effort to do all these things. Because the sculpture is very demanding as physically. I'm fortunate to have my own studio, my own foundry, my own workshop. So we do everything in-house. So when the money is a bit tight, you just have to do a lot of these things yourself without having to rely on paying other people to do these things for you.
We know you as Ron, but that wouldn't be your Slovenian name originally,
well,
would it?
Well, yeah, Ron is something that I've adopted early days. When we came to Australia, having a name like Ratimir Marian, it was sort of a little bit, for Australians take a while to adapt to any sort of new, especially European names that are sort of a bit odd, and then they say, how do you spell that? And I just say, Ron, R-O-N. That made it all simple because I did national service when the Vietnam War was on, and that was sort of the beginning of me shortening my name so that instead of being called Rat for Ratimir, I thought make it Ron instead of Rat, so...
Fair enough.
A lot of people sort of shorten their names to sort of become a bit more adaptable to Australian way of thinking, I suppose. But that's just the way it is, yeah. So Ron, I found it easier to spell to most of the people that don't have enough, can I say. Well, Ratimir was just too much for a lot of people,
Sound
very Eastern European, sound very Russian, sound very threatening, and you can't have a name that's threatening,
Fair enough.
That's the way it is. That's how things happen, yeah.
You mentioned being born in 1947. We're now in 2017. So we're of the assumption that you've celebrated or are going to celebrate a milestone birthday this year?
Yeah. Actually, I was going to be here in Sydney for my 70th, but my wife said, no, she wants me back in Perth because she feels that being a milestone probably be better if we're together for that, since we've been together since 1965. So we've been together for so long. that we're almost not fashionable anymore because a lot of my friends are already on a second and third marriage, and being an artist, you have every excuse not to tolerate your partners, because artists in general can be sometimes quite selfish. So I had to sort of give my wife the just reward for all her effort as well. So this is why she wants me to be home for my 70th. Although I don't feel 70, I still feel much younger than 70. But when you're busy, the time just goes so fast. I can't believe that I've been here at Bondi for 18 shows, you know. And it doesn't, and it feels like about 2 or 3 years ago when I came here first. But that's the way it is, you know. If you want time to go fast, you stay busy. If you want time to go slow, do what I did this morning, wait for the bus. Time and, just goes and very, very slow. But that's the way it is. Yeah.
And your wife's name is?
My wife is Teresa. I call her Terry. She's also shortened her name, Teresa. But Terry has always sort of been known as Terry. So, or Auntie Terry. So that's just the way we've been together forever. It seems that way anyway.
That's but, lovely.
That's it's lovely. Great. Look, it's great. Any sort of partnership, a good partnership does make a big difference to your own success, because I couldn't do a quarter of what I have achieved without her support, you know, because you just need that, you know, balance in life to continue traveling. I mean, I couldn't travel as much as I have if there wasn't someone home and looking after the gallery, looking after the animals, and, well, just simply being there, you know, when you come back.
Of course.
You know? But if anyone's interested in Dr. Google knows more about Ron Gombach than I do, but if people are interested in seeing more of my work, instead of just Google a Gombach gallery, and under that website is Ratamir Gombach as well, that will give the people a more of a insight into my 4 decades of being a sculptor.
Ron, it's been a pleasure talking to you today here on SBS Radio, and we wish you every success with all your future endeavours as an artist, as a sculptor. And, of course, we wish you all the very best for your milestone 70th birthday.
Thank you. Well, thank you for your interest, and we hope to speak again soon.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and all the very best.
Right, thank you, especially those that are interested in cultural events of Australian, on Australian calendar, and I think this is very important. Yeah. Thank you for your interest.